For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Officials say a police officer who was part of the effort to keep peace during protests in Ferguson has been suspended for pointing a semi-automatic rifle at demonstrators, then cursing and threatening to kill one of them. A protester captured the exchange on video that has been posted to YouTube and several websites. St. Louis County Police spokesperson Brian Shellman says the incident involving an officer from the St. Ann Police Department happened late Tuesday. His name hasn't been released. As protests over Michael Brown's shooting death continue, there's increased attention over out-of-towners intentionally causing trouble. But there's another side to the story. People from around the country have converged on Ferguson to join a peaceful movement. Jason Rosenbaum explains why Brown's death touched a nerve that extends beyond Ferguson's borders.
To touch his family right now in Jesus' name.
On a sweltering day outside the Ferguson police station, a dedicated group blesses a late lunch that fuels a protest. This is one of the central hubs where people have demonstrated after a Ferguson police officer shot and killed Michael Brown. They're getting help on this particular day from Kevin, Vicky, and Jay Mattson of Athens, Ohio. The family made a detour from unrelated travels to come to Ferguson. Brown's death hit a particularly deep nerve for the Mattsons. Kevin and Vicky are white, while their son Jay is black. In fact, Jay notes how Brown was only a couple years older than him, which gives him some pause about what will happen when he leaves his college town.
Everyone grew up with me, and they knew what I looked like, who I was, but when I move away, I don't know how other people are going to react to me.
Police have been focused on the riots after dark that they say are mostly caused by out-of-towners. But during the day, there's another group of people from outside of Ferguson's borders that protest peacefully. They're arriving from nearby towns like Florissant, University City, and Hazelwood. Others have come from Detroit, Atlanta, Chicago. So what prompts someone to travel hundreds of miles to get to Ferguson? Some want to support Brown's family. Others want to speak out against what they see as a lethargic judicial process or an antagonistic relationship between police and African Americans. Then there are people like Chicago resident Corey Hardiman that see the outcry over Brown's death as an awakening for Black America.
When I turn and I look at this Quick Trip, I see a wake-up call.
Hardiman is referring to the Quick Trip that rioters burned down shortly after Brown died. Until it was fenced off on Tuesday, the station was a major drawing point for protesters from around the region and across the country. It wasn't uncommon to see people like Erica Thomas taking pictures of themselves in front of the charred remains. Thomas traveled here from Atlanta. She doesn't condone looting or violence, but she says that the station represents the start of a long-standing movement.
We see this, and it takes me back to years and years ago when, you know, there were riots, you know, trying to fight for us as Black people.
The local reaction to the influx of protesters has been a bit mixed. Some Ferguson residents, like Ariana Robinson, don't like how the demonstrations have altered daily lives. Robinson lives in the apartment complex close to where Brown was shot. She doesn't appreciate how some may glorify the destruction of the Quick Trip.
It's terrible. Like, where are we gonna go? Ain't no stores over here. We gotta go a country mile just to go anywhere now.
Some protest organizers expect demonstrations to continue until prosecutors indict the police officer that shot and killed Brown. That decision could be months away, which could give people from far and wide a chance to map out the quickest way to get to Ferguson. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
For the most part, last night was the second night in a row of peaceful protests in Ferguson. But as Chris McDaniel reports, two demonstrators supporting the officer that shot Michael Brown had to be escorted out of the area.
Police guarded the officer Darren Wilson supporters as they were led away from the crowd and into a police vehicle. Some demonstrators also shielded the supporters, yelling at others to not engage and give the Wilson supporters what they wanted. Shortly after the police car drove away, a downpour of rain temporarily dispersed the crowd and cooled tensions. Afterward, Erica Applewhite says she's glad it ended peacefully.
We didn't want the lady to be hurt, you know, because we ain't for no people. We for these police, crooked police. That's what we for.
And Ferguson was mostly calm for the rest of the night. Police said there were only 6 arrests as of early this morning. I'm Chris McDaniel.
School started Tuesday for Columbia Public Schools. District officials say the first day went off without any problems despite district-wide construction and renovations that took place over the summer. During that time, CPS was working on $48 million worth of projects, not including construction of the new Battle Elementary, which is expected to open for summer classes in 2015. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says there are still a few minor adjustments to be made in the first weeks of class.
We had a lot of new things this school year with regard to new phone systems and enhanced technology in several of our buildings. We have new HVAC systems in several of our buildings. We're working on fine-tuning the buzz-in systems that were just installed at the last three buildings that needed buzz-in systems.
Enrollment for CPS is currently at 18,178 students, up by 42 students compared to the first day numbers from last year. Baumstark says these numbers are preliminary as students are still enrolling, and on average the district has grown by 200 students a year over the last decade. Giving children with sickle cell anemia monthly blood transfusions can help prevent hard-to-detect or silent strokes, according to a study initiated by Washington University. Veronique LaCapra has more.
Children with sickle cell anemia can suffer from infections, delayed growth, and episodes of severe pain that can last for weeks. They're also susceptible to strokes, including so-called silent strokes, that can only be detected with a brain scan. WashU pediatric neurologist Michael Netzel says children who got monthly blood transfusions had both fewer strokes and fewer painful episodes.
So there was also a secondary but very important impact on their overall level of disability related to the way sickle cell disease affects not only the brain but the child's entire body.
Sickle cell anemia is an inherited condition that in the U.S. mostly affects African Americans. There is no cure. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
A grand jury has started hearing evidence as it weighs possible charges against the Ferguson police officer who shot and killed 18-year-old Michael Brown. A St. Louis County prosecutor spokesman confirmed the panel heard evidence yesterday, but offered no other details. St. Louis police say they've identified a 25-year-old black man shot to death by two white police officers not far from Ferguson. Police say Kajim Powell died at the scene of Tuesday's shooting by two police officers. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.